Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Fresh and Table Talks. I'm your host, Oscar Perez, and as homecoming is quite literally around the corner by the time this podcast airs, I thought we'd bring on a very special guest. And joining us today is the current homecoming king, Jay Thomas.
Yeah! Wow, who is that guy? Wow, he looks super cool. Wow.
Jay is widely known around campus by many, whether it be fellow classmates, students, faculty, or staff. He is known and loved by all. He was nominated to run for Homecoming King by SAB last year, and thanks to his magnificent campaign last year, he was able to get the favor of the student body and was elected the Homecoming King. If you could please introduce yourself, what you're involved in, major, any hobbies, or anything else you'd like the audience to know.
For sure. Hi, my name is Jay Thomas. I'm a current senior. I'm kind of sad to be going out, but I'm a current senior. I'm a biomedical biology major, so I stay pretty busy. I'm
super
also
smart.
Thank you. I try, but I'm also involved in the student activities board, obviously. I've been involved in orientation. I'm the social media coordinator for campus life currently. I've been involved in the Black Student Association, Latin Student Organization.
Do you hold any like executive positions in any of them?
I hold executive position in the Student Activities Board and I guess technically the social media, but like I used to be an exec for the Black Student Association, but not anymore. I'm just a member this year just to like kind of free up some time as I prepare for graduation. I'm pretty much just a member in those. But yeah, I've been pretty involved.
Do you have any like former involvement in any other clubs that you're not in now?
Well, orientation. I was in orientation this year. I was last year though, and it was tons of fun. I really did miss it, but you know, I have other responsibilities now.
Unfortunately.
Like I said, I was exec in Black Student Association. I was a mentor for the Minority Mentorship Program. That was fun. But other than that, that's pretty much the bulk of what I did.
And today's quote that we want to share with you all today is, "You can, you should, and if you're brave enough to start, you will." Stephen King. Now let's get started. First off, how did you feel, or like what went through your mind when you first got nominated to be like, or to like run for Homecoming King?
I thought it was pretty cool. Like, I had wanted to be nominated like since I was a sophomore, but obviously sophomores can't get nominated. Yeah. So like it was like pretty much a whole year of just like anticipating that, like wanting it. I had friends who were like juniors while I was a sophomore who were nominated. I was like, oh my gosh. And then before I got nominated, I had friends who had already been nominated as well. And I was just like, okay, come on, SAB, I need this nomination. Like, I was just so eager. I really, really did want it so bad. And then, like, it was kind of anticlimactic, not gonna lie, like, to get it. But I was very excited, but yeah. It wasn't, like, fireworks and confetti or anything, but it felt pretty good. And then the interview, like, after that, and then to be, like, on the court was pretty cool, too. Like, that was probably, like, the fireworks confetti moment.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
It was very much so. And, like, it also was just like, oh my gosh, they thought I had a good enough interview to be, like, they thought I was cool enough to be on the homecoming court. So, yeah, it was pretty cool. Very, very exciting. Also very anxiety-inducing as well, because my last name starts with a T, and they went in alphabetical order who was on the court, so I was the last person that they sent. I was, like, four people in out of five, and I was like, I didn't make it. But I did, yay!
And what kind of preparations did you have to go through during your campaign?
What preparations did I have to go through? I had to prepare, obviously, like, campaign materials, so, like, posters and, like, I made buttons at one point, but that was, like, a last-minute kind of thing. Mm-hmm. I made a whole Instagram post, like, before the court was revealed. Like, I made a whole Instagram post just to be safe, you know, type A kind of person.
Yeah.
And then, like, I got named to the court, and I was like, thank goodness I can use this because I spent a little bit of time on it. But I think also just, like, mentally preparing, like, for whatever outcome could happen. Like, just being like, it's okay if I don't make the court. It's okay if I don't, like, get homecoming king. Like, I'm going to be completely fine. And just preparing for that busy week, that busy schedule, being at every event, like, representing, like, just having a smile on your face, like, talking to people and just, like, campaigning in person, like, face-to-face campaigning was also something that I just had to mentally prepare prepare for, because that week was exhausting. But it paid off. It was very good. I think I prepared pretty well.
Did you have, like, fun doing it?
I had a ton of fun doing it. Absolutely. It was very fun. Despite being exhausting, I had a blast. I think one of the most fun parts was, like, the practice for it. Like, getting to practice with the band and stuff. We went over to, like, the band court, I guess. Like, you know, like, where the band practices.
Yeah.
What do you call that?
I don't know.
Oh my gosh. I used to be a marching band. I don't remember what it's called. But, like, we went to go practice with the band and stuff. And it was just, like, kind of... It was fun getting to be there with them and just, like, oh my gosh, this is going to be, like, us the next day. Because I think this was either on, like... Or sometime on the actual game. Like, oh my gosh, this is going to be us at the homecoming game. And just, like, it was just this huge, like, space. And we're just, like, walking through and, like, all that kind of stuff. It was just so fun just to, like, be in the spot, like, all of us together. And, like, that group was also really fun. Too, like, the homecoming court group, like, icons left to right. It was so good. So we just had a ton of fun together, and just, like, also just a mutual understanding that, like, whatever happens, like, we're cool, like, all of us as a whole,
Is there anything you look back at during your campaign last year that you wish you did differently?
I can't really say so. I feel like I did an okay job for, like, what it needed. Like, it was no, like, presidential election or anything. Yeah. So, like, I didn't have to go crazy. But I feel like for what I did, like, it worked. And I'm very glad that it worked. Mm-hmm. I had, like, an Instagram post. I had posters and flyers. And I had buttons.
Yeah. I still have one of those buttons.
Good. That was another fun part to make, was making the buttons. Mm-hmm. And just, I got to be really creative. I think my, like, it was like a mini slogan, but it was like...
Slay for Jay.
Yes. It was like, Slay Runs with Jay or something. I don't even remember. But it was just so fun. And, like, people would, like, come up to me and be like, I really like that. So I feel pretty satisfied with it. Yeah. I don't think there would be much that would change.
All right. So what kind of, like, emotions and feelings did you have, like, leading up to homecoming, as well as, like, the day of and the coronation?
The coronation. Let's start with before homecoming. Before it all, like, I had been, like, thinking about homecoming through the summer, honestly. Like, I was thinking about it for a long time. When I tell you I wanted it really bad, I was thinking about it for a long time. So a lot of, like, anxiety and, like, nervousness leading up to it. A lot of just, like, I want this to go perfect. Like, I just need this. Yeah. Like, but a lot of nervousness and some, like, hope sprinkled through there. Mm-hmm. And then, like, through homecoming week, very anxious, but also, like, managing, like, my SAB events and, like, making sure that I'm keeping up with my social media team so that they can be documenting everything while I'm having to go represent somewhere else. Like, being separated there was worrying me, but they were completely capable. I'm very proud of them. And just, like, having to show face at everything, like, yada, yada, yada. It was very, very nervous. The day of homecoming, I was shaking in my boots. I was so, so nervous. And, like, looking back, like, I was like, why was I that nervous? Because, like, in the end, it's really no big deal, like, to be honest. But, like, I definitely do wear it with pride, like, being homecoming king. I definitely do wear it with pride. Because, I mean, like, it means people trusted me, like, to represent them. So, like,
represent ATU.
Right. And so, like, I consider that a big deal. But just, like, if I'm homecoming king or not, like, that's the part where I was like, why was I so worried about that? Like, I don't know. But, and then through the crowning, like, getting on the field, I was also quaking in my boots. My mom was standing next to me. Like, we were just, like, interlocking, like, our arms, like, walking down the field. I was like, Mom... I don't know what to do.
Especially when you have to, like, stand in front of, like, all, like, the entire stadium.
The entire stadium was there. And it was kind of like that was one of the most full stands of the football season, obviously, because it's homecoming, so it's a big deal. So that was very nerve-wracking, too. I think my mom and I were just like, deep breaths. But yeah, and then once, like, that was a cool feeling. Mm-hmm. Just, like, the applause and everything. And then, like, there's this really cute picture of my mom and I, like, right after whatever. We, like, bumped heads or something that. We're, like, smiling at each other.
Yeah.
I love that photo so much. But that, I would say that photo, like, sums it up pretty well. Like, just that relief. Just like, wow. it is such a cool badge I get to wear. So, not literally. I get to wear a crown and a sash, but yeah. I would say, like, relief and just being, like, overjoyed and thankful would sum up the end of that experience for sure.
And how long did it take for it to settle in that you were elected homecoming king? Because I know some people, they're like, oh, I don't believe in a moment and stuff like that. It takes me like a few days. Like, how long did it take for you to like, for it to like really settle in? If it did at all.
I don't think it took long for me to recognize that I was homecoming king. Like, people had been telling me, like, obviously beforehand, like, you got this, like, you're gonna be king, whatever, like, my king, whatever, yeah. Blah, blah. I was like, guys, please. And, like, whenever they announced it, like, I recognized that I was, like, I was like, oh my gosh, so these people were right, like, yay, blah, blah, blah. And then, like, just going about the rest of the time, I was just being excited, like, oh my gosh, I got this cool crown and this cool sash, whatever. And then, like, I think it probably took, like, going to, say, the CAP or something, or walking around campus, and, yeah. like, people being like, hi, homecoming king, or something like that, you're like, my king, or whatever, just, like, reminding me yeah. after that weekend. I think that's whenever I was like, oh, okay, so people, like, will recognize me as yeah. this now. Like, this is, like, a yeah. title that I have, and I am associated with this now.
Yeah, because then, like, almost, like, the entire student body was there.
Yeah, at least a good portion yeah. of them was there.
Yeah.
So, like, that was something that, like, took me a little bit to get. Like, mm-hmm. this is something that I'll be recognized for mm-hmm. and, like, represent. Like, I have to represent now yeah. because, like, people are going to recognize me for this. So I have to, like, live up to that.
Is there anything you want to say to any of the current candidates for both Homecoming King and Queen if they're listening in right now?
First of all, hey, what's up? No. I think something that I would want to offer one of the candidates for Homecoming King and Queen is to please stay yourself. Like, don't feel like you have to cater to, you know, any other person, like, because people want to elect you for you, and they don't want to elect some facade that, you know, that's being portrayed to them. Like, stay true to you, and, like, people are going to vote for you for who you are and what you represent. I would say don't take it too serious as well, because this should be a fun time for you, and, like, in the end, there's really not a whole lot that you can do whenever it comes to, like, people voting for you. Yes, make your campaign materials. Yes, like, do what you can to, like, get your name out there. But, like, really cling on to your audience, like, the people that you know that know you. And just encourage them to vote for you. But seriously, like, have fun with this week. Like, enjoy the other candidates. Enjoy the homecoming court as a whole, because that was a group that I wish we had more time with, because it was just, like, a week, less than, actually, that we had time to get to know each other and bond. And those are some of the most, for lack of better words, iconic people on this campus. So really enjoy the time that you get and soak it all up, because you can learn a lot of stuff from them as well that can benefit you for the things that you're representing and the things that you're involved in as well. So enjoy that time on the court, and enjoy that time that even on the court, like, you're still repping very largely. Like, you are still representing your org on the court. Like, being named to the homecoming court in and of itself is a title that you have. Even if you don't get king or queen, like, you made it to the court, and that's a big deal. So enjoy that and live up to it, because people will look up to you even on the court.
Is there any advice you'd like to give out to any future candidates who may be listening in with us now?
For all the future nominees in the years to come, I would say, once again, to have fun with it. Being nominated is a big deal, because your entire org is trusting you to represent them well. And I think you should absolutely be proud of that, because that's an amazing feat. For there's going to be interviews, there's going to be, you know, questions that people are going to ask you, there's going to be times you're going to have to represent. In all those, just stay true to yourself. Like, just have fun with it. I wouldn't say go changing who you are, because you're representing for a reason. And yeah, don't let it stress you out too much, because
yeah.
that's something that I think I did a little bit too much. Mm-hmm. I would encourage y'all not to do that.
I guess you saying true to yourself is, like, really important, because the people in your org didn't nominate you because you're someone you're not. Mm-hmm. They nominated you for, like, who you are.
Yes.
And so they want other people to see that, I guess, yes. right?
Because you're cool. Because yeah, you are cool. you just got that swag. Yeah. You are just cool.
Yeah, you're like Jay.
Thank you. But yeah, they nominated you because you are who you are. So be that and own that, and you will be successful, truly.
And how could you apply the entire campaigning process to real life, or, like, in a college setting?
I would say in college, it's very important to find your niche. I would say it's very important to find your role on campus, just like, you know, in the real world too, like after college, it's very important to find your role, where you belong, what you can contribute, which similarly to that campaign process and to candidacy and being nominated, whatever, that is what you are representing is your niche, and that's who you are, and that's your role on campus, and you are representing that. And people, you have an audience of people who chose you for that and who are looking up to you for that, and who you are representing through that. So it's very important that you stick to that. Pretty much just circling back again to just staying true to yourself, yeah. And what you represent.
Thank you, Jay, for joining me here.
You're so welcome. This was fun.
Yeah. Yeah. And I hope everybody here is also just excited as we are.
Oh, yeah.
We're super excited for it.
Oh,
this is my second homecoming. Last homecoming was really fun.
That was fun. Yeah.
It was so much fun.
Like, you're telling me it was fun.
But like all the events that are coming up too, go to all of them. Yes. They're like so much fun, especially like the food trucks and stuff like that.
Yes. Free food.
Yeah. This will be after the food trucks because I'm pretty sure that's Monday during the before the pep rally.
So we hope you went to the food trucks.
Yes, we hope you went to the food trucks. We hope you enjoyed, but make sure to go out to everything else that they have going on that day. Make sure to go to Big Winnie Bingo, Tech Scott Talent.
Yes. SAB events.
Yes, exactly. Thank you all for joining us here on First Gen Table Talks. Please make sure to check out our social media platforms on Instagram as well as Facebook. On Instagram, we are at ATU First Gen, and on Facebook, we are Arkansas Tech University's First Gen Student Experience. Our office is located inside the Student Involvement Center in Doc Bryan 171. Don't be scared to come by.